when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good afternoon or good evening, wherever time it is, wherever you are in the world, people. Reach out my love to you. We're going to have a great show tonight. We have a super special guest, and we're going to bring him on in just a few minutes. Matter of fact, we have two special guests. One fella is going to pretty much fill the role of the primary co-host tonight. We'll introduce him in just a second. I know you people are all familiar with him, but we have the super five-star surprise guy coming on in just a minute. But before we do this, people, you know the drill here with Blood River Radio. We are a straight-up hardcore Christian radio show. Before I go to the prayer, you people all know, always know the prayer. Every single one of us has been experiencing a lot of sickness lately. Nobody is probably ailing more than Sam, but Sam never misses a day. Sam has Hell's palsy. The proper name is Bell's palsy, but Sam nailed it right when he called it Hell's palsy. So before we go to the prayer, I'm going to read a couple of scriptures out of here. We're a little bit different, but we do this all the time. But anyway, people, get ready. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures. This is one I memorized when I went to the political cesspool birthday party back in 2014. One of the five scriptures I memorized. So if you will, pay attention. This one here concerns courage, guts, raw guts. And that's what you need nowadays, people. This is coming from Deuteronomy 20. And it's kind of like the laws governed concerning war. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when you come nigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people. And shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day into battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble. Neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. And people, you have to trust God 100%. You can't lean on your own strength. Everybody I know has been ailing. I know a ultra marathon runner is in the hospital with all kinds of diseases, and I told him that just today. He has to lean on God. I'm going to read you one more scripture before we go to prayer. This kind of goes hand in hand with what I just read you. That one was for have faith and have strength. Okay, this one right here has to do with turning away from sin. I'm sure most of you people that are Christians have heard this before. It's part of the Lord's covenant with Solomon. It says, If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then, my emphasis, will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And that's the name of the game, people. That's what we have to do. We have to turn away from sin because, you know what? That's why the white race globally right now is in such a hellish position, because we have turned our back on God. That's for sure. Now, before we go, if you will, people, bow your heads. I'm going to say another little prayer. Almighty Father, Almighty God, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we do the remnant, us remnant, what few white Christians we have left in the world, we humbly beseech thee, O Lord, to come between us and evil. Interject your power, Lord, for we have weakness. We need you, Lord. We need to depend on you 100%. We rely on you. We cannot rely on our strength. Every time we try to do something on our own without you, we screw it up, O Lord. So if you, Lord, please help us get out of this mess that we're in, Lord. Help the remnant get out of this. We're in one hell of a fix. And Lord, I'd also like to ask you and our fellow people to pray Sam, who's in such duress right now. Also pray for Matt, my precious little spirit son co-host who has lost his voice. Pray for Jacob, who's under duress, and pray for Lee to somehow regain his courage, if you will, O Lord. And Lord, with that, I will say a hearty amen. People, we're getting ready to, but I'm going to delay the rest of the announcements. Amen. Excuse me. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Sam. I'm going to dispense with the rest of the announcements for the second hour because we have this very special guest coming on. His name is Jason Bartlett. I think I know 1,500 Jasons. We have Jason Bartlett's coming on. He's our very special guest. And my very special friend, Jason Robb, attorney at law, is going to come on and help pretty much drive this interview tonight. So but without any further ado, I'm going to welcome Jason Bartlett to Blood River Radio tonight. Fellow, how are you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm doing absolutely wonderful. It is a day that the Lord has made, and we must be joyful and glad in it.
Absolutely. And people, I neglected to say, my little brain is old and scarred. Jason Bartlett is over here from South Africa. A few people well know, our radio station has been dedicated to global white genocide. Our poster child for global white genocide is South Africa. The Voortrekkers of 1838, the Battle of Blood River, around the Christmas holidays of 1838, we dedicated this show to it. All you people listen to Blood River Radio, you know the history. And listen, this guy here, Jason Bartlett, has come all the way from South Africa, and I'm going to shut up and let him tell you. What are you doing that's so amazing, some unusual, Jason Bartlett?
All right, I would say it's probably a little bit unusual, but the Lord God put it on my heart last year. And on the 1st of January at 8 a.m. 2020, the beginning of this beautiful year, I started walking from Austin, Texas. And my journey is going to take me 1,557 miles. And I've actually just reached my 882nd mile. I'm currently in downtown Nashville. And I have walked and I completed my walk. I did a live stream for 2 hours preaching the word of God as well as just showing a testimony. So I'm walking 1,557 miles for the glory of God, as well as to bring awareness and ask Donald Trump to stop the genocide that is in South Africa, that is very real and that is very cruel and that is very much underway under the tyrant ANC, pagan, communist, socialist agenda regime. Under Cyril Ramaphosa in South Africa. That's what I'm doing.
Well, you know what? And you're walking this second, people. That's why if you hear any background noise, you're getting that's the noise because this man is walking even as he does this broadcast. What do you think about that, Jason Robb? Jason Robb is my coach. Well, we're going to a break, people. Jason Bartlett, when we come back, I want to introduce you to my right-hand man tonight, Jason Robb, who's filling in for Matt. Be right back, people, just a minute. Thank you, thank you.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
People, we're right back, and as I said before the break, we're going to introduce Jason Robb. Most of the people in the audience knows Jason. How are you doing tonight, Jason Robb?
I'm doing really good. I'm excited to be on the show and excited to talk to Mr. Bartlett. It's really an honor, I think, for him to be on Blood River Radio.
Well, I tell you what, it's an honor to be for me. To have you on and to have Jason Bartlett on. And with that, Jason, I'm going to turn pretty much the show over to Jason Robb. He's coming on tonight to help me out. And you continue on. You're still walking. That was an amazing feat to me. So you go ahead and continue on, and Jason Robb is going to kind of take over right now. Go ahead, guys.
So Mr. Bartlett, you mentioned it's 1,000, and I believe you said 557 miles from where you started in Austin, Texas, and you're traveling or walking to Washington, D.C.?
Yes, that's correct. That's one.
And so I was looking up at Google walking distance, and I guess that's like 505 hours of nonstop walking.
And
So go ahead.
No, I do have a lot of supporters and fans out there that believe I walk for 24 hours a day, but I don't. I obviously rest. My body is a temple of the Lord, and I do relax, and I walk for approximately 12 hours every day.
Well, that's still a long time each day. So let me ask you this. So you decided to take this journey, walking from Austin to Washington, D.C., in order to bring awareness of the atrocity of the white farmers in South Africa. When did you decide, what made you come to that point that you wanted to help bring this awareness in America?
Well, I've had a beautiful last year and a half where I've had a spiritual revival within my life, and I've always believed, but now I have an unfathomable and untouchable relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was laid upon my heart approximately 2 months, about 2 months before the walk started. And me being myself, I'm quite normally a little bit hard-headed, but for a change, I just said to, Abba Father, if this is your will, then may you just open the doors. And the doors just flung open. I got people that were established a website that established a GoFundMe account, that opened up their doors for me to stay at and prepare. I had quite a famous person fly out from Los Angeles, out of all places, and pray with me and gave me a whole lot of equipment. And I didn't have to lift a finger, and everything just opened and was planned by the Lord. And it's just been unfathomable. I mean, the people have been incredible, and I have a big business plan that I've come up with. Not me. The Lord put it on my heart as well. I take no honor. I take no glory. I'm just a simple human, weak human body and vessel that has just decided to obey the Lord God. And, man, His magnitude and His glory is just being seen.
That is fantastic. No, unfortunately, you know, there's so many people out there in the general public that doesn't really understand the literally killing and butchering of whites in South Africa, white farmers. And so has this been an opportunity on your walking through the various states, talking to people where they are realizing this for the first time and hearing about this?
Yes, there's most certainly people that have never heard about it. They stop because obviously alongside the road, I go not on highways, not on interstates, but on big highways, and people stop me and they ask me, what am I walking for? And I tell them it's for the persecution and the slaughtering of white Christians and farmers, and as well as people in the cities in South Africa. And some of them are absolutely flabbergasted because they don't know what's going on. And I tell them exactly, your enemy and our enemy, the Marxist media here in America, are the exact same. We share the same enemy because there's only good and there's evil, and you're either for God or you're against God. And the South African people are God-fearing Christians. And like you were saying in the prayer, it was so spot on. We need to repent and turn back to the Lord the way our people used to worship Christ, and turn back to Him and stop relying on the human figures of this world to help our country, but ask the Lord God to heal our country itself.
Absolutely. Now, when you're walking, well, first off, when do you expect for your arrival date in Washington, D.C.? Or do you even have a arrival date?
I don't have an exact date because I think that just puts my physical body under a lot of pressure, because my physical body is really feeling the brunt. I've walked 882 miles so far, and I've still got about 4 or 5 miles left for the day. And it's I don't want to overexhaust myself, but I was planning on being there by the middle of March, but I believe it'll probably be by the end of March, just due to the fact that I've got so many interviews. Americans are so hungry for the truth that I've been on almost every news channel there is out there, you know, decent ones that want to help us and want to talk about it. So I would probably say end of March, but I don't have a set goal. But when I walk an average of between 25 and 33 miles a day. So I'm walking quite a strong distance, but I take Sundays off because my body is a a temple to Christ, you know, so I have to look after it. And I'm only 5'10", and I've lost a lot of weight, and I'm thin, but I'm feeling pretty fit.
Right. Now, while you're walking, you say you're, you know, you're stopping at various towns and doing interviews and stuff like that. Have you met any hostility from anybody?
Yes, I received some hostility in Texas, in Austin, where I had a couple of people. I had to dive out the road because I'm carrying an American flag, and obviously not all Americans appreciate that. And I'm also wearing a Keep America Great hat because all of a sudden it's become very bad to support the commander-in-chief who Christ put in the position, and President Donald Trump. I'm wearing his hat. So I've had more positive than negative, because I think the people are starting to realize that they need to start fending and standing up for themselves, because no one else is going to do it for them.
Right, right. Well, and that's very smart that, you know, you have Keep America Great Again hat, because that is something that really the average public, that is almost considered a white nationalist hat to our enemy. And so that's definitely a good attention getter, to start getting those conversations with the average folks out there about the atrocities in South Africa. Very, very smart. Now, while you're walking, do you have anyone with you that helps you or assists you?
Okay, so how the walk works is, well, for today is a pretty unique day. I had a good friend drive through from Memphis, and my girlfriend and him walked a several distance with me, just due to the fact that I asked people to walk with me in some of the big cities because people do have a chance of getting violent, but it's also nice just to have a chat and look at God's beautiful creations as we walk. How it works is my support vehicle. Like I've walked just other side, just outside Nashville already, but my support vehicle is actually in, where I stay in a hotel is in Dixon. So we stay there for a week, and then not tomorrow because I take the Sabbath off, but on Monday she will come and drop me off exactly where I am stopping today, and okay. then she'll pick me up after 30 miles or 25 miles, depending on my body. When it tells me to stop, I normally push it like maybe another 2 miles and then I stop. And then she'll take me back to the hotel and I will complain a little bit and then I will sleep. And then I eat an unbelievable amount. I must eat about $150 worth of food every day, to be honest.
How many seas have you gone through?
I am on my fifth pair now, I believe.
Okay.
But the other one of those pairs are still like half in use because I'm personally attached to them. We've all got those pairs of shoes.
Yes, absolutely. So when you
guys,
talk to people,
we got to go to a break. Okay. Both Jasons, we have the music. We have to go to a break. We have to pay some bills. Be right back in just a few minutes, folks.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg said that he's willing to release at least three women from non-disclosure agreements that prevented them from speaking publicly about harassment or discrimination suits filed against him over the last three decades. Bloomberg was attacked repeatedly this week in his debut debate for declining to release women from those non-disclosure agreements. He also said his company will not offer confidentiality agreements to resolve claims of sexual harassment or misconduct in the future. Marie Yovanovitch, who was ousted from her post as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, has signed a book deal. Yovanovitch was a key witness in the House inquiry that led to President Donald Trump's attempted impeachment. The book is scheduled to be published in the spring of 2021. Financial terms were not disclosed, but people familiar with the deal told the Associated Press the agreement was worth over seven figures. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
A man who was wrongfully convicted of murder was released from prison last week and is now suing the state of New York for $100 million. Despite the confession from another man 16 years ago, it took more than a decade for Christian Pacheco to be freed. Pacheco said he was at the New York City bar when someone cut the throat of Lemanuel Cruz in 1995. He was convicted of the crime in 1996 on the testimony of the bar's bouncer. Years later, other gang members came forward to give their account of the deadly fight, naming Melvin Garcia as the murderer. Garcia was eventually arrested during a federal investigation into the Latin Kings, but it would take 15 years for Pacheco to be freed. The jurors in the trial against Harvey Weinstein indicated they were deadlocked on the two most serious counts against him, prompting the judge to order that any verdict be unanimous. New York Supreme Court Judge James Burke added, if the jury can't reach a unanimous decision, then it can't return a verdict on two counts of predatory sexual assault that carry a maximum penalty of life in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, everybody, I hope you are still hanging on and listening to this man who needs a lot of help. He's trying to raise awareness to not just the South African situation, but global white genocide. As you people well know, our show, Blood River Radio, was put into effect to fight global white genocide. And our poster child for global white genocide is what we have coined the term hard genocide. It's going on in South Africa. Then we have the softer genocide, which people mistakenly call ethnic cleansing. It's going on in the Western Europe, the United States, and all white nations in the world right now. With that said, Jason Barlett, I'd like to ask you, how can Blood River Radio, this is like a three-part question, how can we at Blood River Radio help you? Do you have a website, some kind of way of like a bank account where you can get money out of an ATM in the United States? What can we do to help you? What can other people out there do to help you? And then after you answer that question, we'll go back to Jason Robb.
Yes, so I do need a lot of prayers for my physical body and my spirit and my renewing of my spirit. But so the Lord takes care of that as well. But prayers help. And then donations are extremely important. I've got a website that is called boerextinction.org. So it's B-O-E-R extinction.org. And on there, I've got several things that you can send me messages there. And I've also got a GoFundMe that's connected directly to that. That's been very, very good for me because it comes straight to my personal bank account. It doesn't go through any organization. I stand for Christ and Christ alone. So Boer Extinction. So www.boerextinction.org. And everything that is donated is used for the walk, from food to medical supplies, and of course to accommodation. Accommodation has been an extremely expensive endeavor. We've raised several thousand. It's already cost me approximately 11,000 for the last 52 days because it's been so expensive. I have to be ready for interviews. I've got equipment that I have to get because I didn't own anything ready and prepared for winter because I'm from South Africa, you know. So any gesture of a donation would be much, much appreciated. There's people that have put a few $1,000 in, $500, $50, $10. If you can do $1,000 or $500 or even more, I take it as a gift from God. As a person is giving to fruitful soil, I am doing this walk for the glory of God and for the saving of our people and our entire nation, the Boer people in South Africa.
Well, before we get to Jason Robb, I'd like to just chime in and ask one more question. Now, so far, I think you said earlier in the show, but my ears are pretty crappy. I have a real, real tough history, tough life. Now, how have you been received by the people in this country, and are you getting enough funds to continue on with your crusade? And with that, you can answer that, and we'll go to and when you get through, we will go back to Jason Robb. So go ahead, so Jason Barlett.
I'm continually receiving funds. People are stopping alongside the road and giving me $100 in cash, giving me coffee, giving me food. People are overwhelmingly welcoming to what I'm doing, and especially when I explain to them what I'm doing, they almost melt, like the presence of God is behind me and just giving me the words. Because sometimes when people stop and ask me, I'm exhausted and I've got no energy, I'm quiet, I'm not even listening to music, and they stop me and they want to talk for like 20 minutes, and somewhere supernaturally I just get the perfect words, just explain what I'm doing.
And so, yes, I am continuously receiving funds, but as I receive them, they're getting eaten up physically by myself. But I also use that my funds also pay my rent back in Texas because I've got an apartment that we were I'm staying at. I've had to pay that off as well as my attorney fees that I for my asylum case. That's included in that as well, which I did explain to everybody. And all of it's going towards the walk and my rent at home. And, of course, my few little bills I've got in Texas, like car insurance. I've also got to fill the support vehicle up. I've also got to pay for the person that's taken off work and supplied me with her time and said, okay, I'll dedicate my time for this walk. She has to eat. I have to eat. So all the donations are really taken with a warm, open heart. And then, as I explained, the money that is left over, which will hopefully be thousands and thousands of U.S. dollars, is for the business plan because we're busy establishing a bill and business plan that we'll be presenting to President Donald Trump, not to just help myself, but to help each and every South African minority that is suffering a genocide.
Very good, very good. That's a great, great task to be involved in. Now, Bartlett, I would like to. I looked up a tweet from Donald Trump in August 22nd, 2018, and he tweeted this. President Trump tweeted this. I have asked Secretary of State Pompeo to closely study the South African land and farm seizures and expropriations and the large-scale killing of farmers. South African government is now seizing land from white farmers. And that was from a tweet that President Trump did on August 22nd, 2018. And Tucker Carlson, who's a Fox News anchor, also had a program about the atrocities in South Africa. Now, there's a lot of listeners here that continually are coming on for the first time. And can you just kind of explain what is actually happening in South Africa? It's been happening for quite a while of time, and there's been a media blackout almost. So can you kind of go more in depth about what is going on in South Africa?
So at the moment in South Africa, there's absolute anarchy, and it's reaching on a daily basis. It's getting worse and worse and worse. So let's start out, for example, how I've been affected is, I think it's a good way to get into the conversation is, I've had myself personally, I've been held at gunpoint twice, which one was a hijacking, one was just an ATM. I've been attempted to be stabbed twice. One was in my vehicle where they got a little bit of me, and the other one was on a bridge in Cape Town in the so-called safe zones. And then I was also involved in an attempted farm attack in 2011. And then my cousin, a few days just after I left from visiting them to come to the United States, actually, he was strangled with fish nylon. He was then shot through the back of the head. The bullet came out the front of his eye. He survived. Then after they thought he was dead, they burnt him with the grill. And they said the white bastard is dead. And then they proceeded to go and beat his 8-year-old daughter and 10-year-old daughter and wife with a crowbar. My girlfriend's grandmother, grandfather, was brutally tortured for 3 hours and beaten and died of his wounds and strangled with a telephone cord. This was in 2011. My cousin was in 2018. My girlfriend's grandmother was raped to death by five or six men. That is just my personal effects and more. Like, my other cousins have been raped. Family members have been killed. It's atrocious. This is happening every single day in South Africa. Last year, 2019, we don't have to talk in the past. This has been happening, and it's getting worse every year. There was 553 attacks and 57 murders. Now, these attacks include raping of one-month-old, two-month-old, and babies, men and little girls and little boys. What they do is they normally tend to break into the farms. Between 22% of these attacks happen between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock at night on the farms, where they come and they will break in, and then they intentionally strip the woman naked and the children naked, and they will rape the woman in front of the children and the men after they've tied the men up. And then they will rape the men and burn them with either irons or drill them in their skulls or drill them in their kneecaps. And then they will shoot the men stone dead, and preferably if it's possible, if they're humane enough at that split second, they will leave the wives alive so that they feel so intimidated that they never want to live on that farm, so that they can sell that farm and get off the land so that they can come and land grab and occupy the land. And this is happening on an everyday basis. There was an American killed yesterday in a hijacking. If you're white, you've got a big target on your back. And the government stands up and sings, we're going to shoot them with machine guns. We're going to make them run. We're going to kill one American, one bullet, one American. They also sing one Boer, one bullet, and death to the settlers. We're going to slit the throats of whiteness. And the governments are singing this. The third biggest political party, the EFF, run by Julius Malema, which has 10% of the say in parliament, sings these things and gets away with them. And Cyril Ramaphosa is also the gentleman who is our pagan president, states that he's going to put the whites in a boiling pot of water like a frog and slowly turn up the heat so they don't jump out.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Barlow, we have to go to another break.
Yes.
I've heard this similar stuff like this before with Simon Rose, but people will go right back to this gentleman as soon as we take this quick break. Please don't go anywhere.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt. And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, we're right back. This is one of the most riveting interviews we've had in many, many a day. I'm just going to ask Jason Bartlett a question, and we'll return right back to Jason Robb. Mr. Bartlett, Jason Bartlett, do you see any connection between there's people, it's obvious that there's a group of people in the world, political, whatever, bankers, whatever, that are preventing the news from getting out of South Africa. And there's also a group of people in the world, and this is my opinion, that are in charge, they're behind flooding Western Europe, Canada, New Zealand, United States with non-whites. My first question is, do you see a connection between the forces that are behind what I call global white genocide, between that and what's going on right now? And secondly, if we become a minority in this country here in the United States, and the people and white people become a minority in Western Europe, do you see a future for us white people globally likened to what's going on in South Africa right now? When you answer that, then we'll go back to Jason, Jason Ryan.
Unfortunately, I see so many similarities to what happened in South Africa and what is busy happening in America. So, of course, there's not so many or brutal farm murders and cutting up of people and mutilating and cutting their genitals off and everything like there is in South Africa. But the similarities have started at something small, exactly like our pagan president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has stated that he will put us in a pot and he will slowly boil us. That's what they're doing in the United States as well. If you take a look at small things that have happened, have they started to take down monuments in America stating that they are racist? Yes, they have. Have they started to take down art stating that it is racist? Yes, they have. And they've taken God out of the schools. They've pushed the LGBTQOXY or whatever they want to call it. They've pushed this agenda. Same happened in South Africa. They're pushing it over and over and over. And the exact same things that are happening in South Africa, if we do not defend ourselves and our God and our rights and our freedoms, will happen in America. That's why the outcry for my walk has been so successful so far, is because why do you think nobody is saying anything about the fact that South Africans were singing, not white South Africans, black South Africans, the ANC and EFF party members and the South African Community Party, Communist Party, were singing One Bullet, One American. Normally that would make huge news. It hardly made any American news at all, even though they were threatening to bomb the U.S. embassy. And this is coming for America. We are an annihilated nation, completely destroyed by communism and the ANC government, who is incompetent and useless at their job and have run every single government entity into the ground. And the thing is, the American media, the evil media in America, is hiding it, because the jigsaw puzzle piece for these Democrats and these leftists and these Marxists is South Africa, because they're trying to show that communism and socialism is this beautiful rainbow nation. But it's not. It doesn't work, and it's annihilating the country, and it will be the fall of America if we do not stand our ground and keep America great and keep America Christian.
Jason Robb, what do you think about that?
Absolutely true. We see the similarities that's happening in South Africa starting to happen here in America. And unfortunately, I don't think people truly understand what is actually happening in South Africa. Let me ask you this, Bartlett. In South Africa, there's this attack on white families, white farmers, white families. Are the white families, are they able to relocate anywhere, in the rural areas? Here in America, the country is so big that white people, they're fleeing your inner cities and they're going out to the rural countrysides and everything else. In South Africa, obviously it's a lot smaller, but are there enclaves where white families are trying to gather and at least regroup as a unit?
There is no safe place in South Africa. I know they have got a few communities in South Africa. I'm not familiar with the one name is Oranje and so forth. They are trying small things, but obviously they just get targeted as soon as they leave the buildings, as soon as they go out. So it's a little reality that it's going to be very, very difficult to maintain that, because the world will just permanently push them as complete racists for wanting to live peacefully. Because let's just cut to the chase. There's a lot of white people that are criminals in this world, but in South Africa, the ones committing these atrocious murders are not white people. They are the majority of them are blacks. All of them are the black people, because they are incited. Violence has been incited by the ANC black government. So it's got nothing to do with race. It's got to do with the people that are doing this are being incited by their own people, and they've been kept stupid, and they've been kept on social welfare so that they can continue to vote for this and they continue to kill the white people. I mean, there's almost been 100,000 white people killed since 1994, and nobody says a thing. And I am sick and tired of it, and I will stand up for the name of Christ, and I will say this: these are Christian people. These are God's people. And why are you killing them, and why is nobody saying anything?
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, there's great that there are people like you that are out there trying to spread the message about what's happening in South Africa and really wherever there's our white European brothers and sisters. I mean, there's this global white genocide that's happening, and South Africa is just basically in the prediction of what will happen to other white countries when the whites become a minority in their own country. And of course, in South Africa, like you said, the government itself is what is promoting this attack and this genocide on the white families there. So when you get to Washington, D.C., and you're in your trip there, you said that you're going to then try to I guess help to President Trump from the standpoint of bringing a alarm to him, let them know that what is happening. What do you plan when you actually get to Washington, D.C.?
So I've got a team of people that have just been absolutely incredible. Luke Twombly and the Presti Law Firm has been working diligently on creating a awareness as well as the legal paperwork to professionally go to President Trump so that he knows that I'm not walking here entitled. And I'm also going against the narrative that the leftist media has established that all asylum seekers and refugees are against President Trump. I am not against President Trump. I'm completely for him, because our people are people that want to enter this country legally and logistically correctly. We don't want to sneak over the border. We want to come here as immigrants, but we want to come here as immigrants who support your constitution, who support your law system, who will help feed this nation and build this infrastructure and maintain this infrastructure that the people so badly want to destroy. And I've got a business plan for an immediate action plan that is needed in South Africa for protection of our people, because that is what's needed. If I had my own way, there would be an immediate action plan, and tomorrow people would be protected in South Africa, as well as for the people that have suffered these atrocious attacks. They don't want to live in South Africa, and they've got nowhere to go. They're not allowed to go back to Netherlands. They're not allowed to go back to anywhere in Europe. They're not allowed to go to Australia. They're not allowed to go to New Zealand. They're not allowed to come to America. They've got nowhere to go. They are just sitting ducks, waiting to be murdered, waiting to be persecuted. There's over 100 laws discriminating against white people from getting work. They've even stated that they would rather leave the positions open and vacant before giving it to a white person. Hence, the entire economy has collapsed. There's no electricity on a daily basis. The electricity gets cut out. Education, police departments, everything is just, there's not one single government entity that is not bankrupt and working correctly. Not a single one.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, it's just a blessing that you're out there sounding this alarm. I truly don't believe people understand that white families are literally being killed hundreds every single day. I don't think people even understand it, and they can't even wrap their head around it, that's what's happening with our people over there.
Well, guys, we are getting close to the end of this interview. I'm just going to ask one final question. Do you think Jason Bartlett Do you think this attack, this global attack that's being, and it's really manifested in South Africa, is it driven by Satan himself?
Of course, my friend. There's only God and there's Satan. There's good and there's evil. There's no gray spots. It's like there's male and there's female. There's no question about it. This is evil, and it is Satan himself. And anybody that tries to interview that says to me, yeah, let's leave God out of it, I say, well, then you don't have an interview with me. So, yes, it is evil, completely driven by Satan.
I'll say that one more time. Repeat that one more time, Jason Bartlett.
There is good and there is evil.
Your website.
And we stand for God, and it is clearly driven by Satan. Satan wants Christians killed, hence the persecution of Christians and white people in South Africa continues at an alarming rate, and it needs to come to an end because it's time to glorify the name of Jesus Christ and ask him for help, and him alone will save our land.
And get that website out as fast as you can. We're almost out of time. Your website one more time.
B-O-E-R, Extinction, BoerExtinction.org. So it's B-O-E-R, Extinction.org. I would appreciate any donation, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, $500, $20, or $1,000 again. Whatever you can.
Well, thank you so much, Bart. Thank you so much, Jason Bartlett. We're just about out of time. People, hang on to your